Wir holen auf Choftes. Ja, Choftes, der Mishnah. Oimer Odom Lechaveroi. A person could tell his friend on Yom Tov, Molili Klize. Fill me up this Kli. You want to borrow, you want to buy from the store a jar full of oil? So you're allowed to tell the person, fill me up this Kli. Avoloi Bemida. You're not allowed to take a measuring cup. You're not allowed to take a measuring cup and say, like, fill up this measuring cup, because then it looks like you're buying it. Rashi Mumar Forish Umaitzuktar. The Mumar explains exactly what the Machlokes is. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer Imhoya Kli Shel Mida. If it was a Kli, a cup that you use for measuring purposes, is Loyim Alenu. You can't fill it up either. If you want to borrow, you want to buy oil or wine, you can't use a measuring cup. So that's what Rashi says. The Mumar will explain. What's the Machlokes? Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Lachur, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying when you want to borrow wine, you can't use a measuring cup. You're not allowed to measure it out on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Baita, Maisa bi Abishol ben Bitnis, was a story once happened with Abishol ben Bitnis, Shoyim Amala midoisa mer of Yom Tov. He used to fill up his midoisa, his measuring cups, before Yom Tov. V'noisan lakuchais bi Yom Tov. And he was able to give it out on Yom Tov to the Lakeach. So he knows people want to come and buy wine on Yom Tov. Like we had the Mishnahs before, you won't mention the price. You start and say, give me wine now, and I'll pay you after Yom Tov. So you used to measure out before Yom Tov like a pint of wine or a gallon of wine. So people came in on Yom Tov, he would just give it to them. And the mailer, he would know how much to charge after Yom Tov. Because he gave them now a gallon of wine, so we know exactly how much you have to charge after Yom Tov. Avishoyel Oimer, Afi Moyed, Oisa came. Even during Moyed, he also did this. Mefnei Birurei Hamidus. That's our Girus in the Mishnah. Some people, the Goyin says not to be Girus like this. We'll see in the Gemara why not to be Gerus. But here it means, Berui Amidus, to say exactly how much wine I'm giving you. To Mavayir, to clearly how much Amida, how much measurement I'm giving you. So even on Yom Tov, like he used to measure it, Chol HaMoed, in order to give it to the people on Yom Tov. Notice he didn't measure it on Yom Tov itself. Or after Moed, even during the Moed, the same thing. He would measure it off beforehand to have it ready. So we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. Even in the weekday, it's also good to do like this. To pour out your wine a day in advance, like pour in the gallon of wine before the person comes to buy it. Let make sure the wine settles, the foam goes away, and you'll have exactly a gallon worth of wine. In order to get the exact measurement of the midas, of the gallon. Because if the lakeach is there when you come to buy wine, and I'll pour from my big jug of wine into your gallon of wine, it's going to have a lot of foam, there'll be bubbles on top, and it comes out, you don't get exactly a gallon worth of wine. Because when I'm pouring it in, there's a lot of foam there. You get a little bit less than a gallon of wine. So in order to make sure that I sell you the exact amount of gallon of wine, it's going to pour it in the night before, and let it calm down, and then add a little bit more. So tomorrow, when you want to sell the gallon of wine, you'll be able to give exactly a gallon of wine. So even in the middle of the weekday, it's also kedai to measure it out a day in advance. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. So first of all, we have to know, what was the first machlokes of Tanakam and Rav Yehuda? The Tanakam says you can't use a measuring cup, and Rav Yehuda said, Loshin, Imoye Kli Shel Mida Leim Alenu. If it was a Kli that you could be used for measuring, also don't use it. Tomorrow says, Maya Avoloi B'mida. What does the Tanakam say? Avoloi b'mida. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Avoloi b'kli hamyuchad l'mida. The Tanakam says you can't go to your neighbor and say, give me a gallon worth of wine and give her a gallon, a measuring cup. A gallon. You can't use a measuring cup. A cup that's miyuchad, set aside for measuring, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Avol kli ho'emid l'mida. Let's say a cup, even though it's a measuring cup, but you never used it yet. It's only emid, like you have a spare one. In case the first one breaks, you use the second one. But the second one you never used yet. That's called the Kli Ha'imed L'mida. It's set aside to use for Mida, even though you never used it yet. Is Yimalenu? The Tanakhama says, yes, such a Kli you're allowed to do. It's not called Uvdu D'chil. Since you didn't use it yet, it doesn't look as if you're going to sell it. Now, the author of Yehuda L'meimer on this review comes to argue and says, no, Afilu Kli Ha'imed L'mida. Even if you only have a measuring cup, even though it wasn't used yet, but since it's set aside to be used, when the first one breaks, you use this one, it's still Layim Alenu. You're not allowed to use it. Trashi Kivan Duhu Atzmai Mida. Since this Kli is good for a measuring cup, Lakach Asu, that's why you made it. Okidai Mida Machs, it holds exactly a Mida. Layim Alenu, don't fill it up. Again, Rashi says, it looks like you're selling it, and it's over to the chel. It looks like you're doing a weekday action that the Rabbanan don't like you to do this on Yontif. So on Yontif, you're not allowed to use a measuring cup, not only a cup that was already used, but even a cup that you just have set aside to use, a spare cup, also that's what you do, this chiddush, you can't use it. So it comes out that what? Alma, we see from here, Gabi Simchas Yomtif, Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra, for Rabbanan Lekula. Again, the Simchas Yomtif, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is more of a machmir. He says you can't even use a measuring cup that's just set aside to be used for it, even though it wasn't used yet. For Rabbanan Lekula, Rabbanan says, yes, such a measuring cup that wasn't used yet, you're allowed to use. Only one that you used already, you can't use. To see the Rabbanan are more meko, more kal in Hilchas Yomtif. For your Ibcha Sharminalu, for the Gemara, we learned in the last Mishnah just the opposite way. That's not we learned before. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shoike Lodom, Bosa, Kneged HaKli, or Kneged HaKupetz. When you want to measure out, scale to use a scale on Yomtif, Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to use the scales with the regular weight. You can't use a pound on one side and the meat on the other side. But if you want to measure on one side, put a Kli, or put the butcher's knife, and you know, Mistam, how much that is around, and then on the other side of the scale, you want to put the meat to sell, that you're allowed to do. So if you did Nekul, you are allowed to use a scale, just don't use it with the regular weights. Before we had, what's the Chacham Shita? A Mashkichin, Bekaf, Mosnaim, Kolikr. No, you're not allowed to use the scales at all. Even to use it on one side of the scale, a knife, a butcher's knife, or a Kli, and the other side, the meat, you can't use it. So what do you see? Alma, we have Yehuda Lekula, for Rabbanan Lechumra, you see just the opposite Svarah here. Here also is a Svarah Uvda Dechayel, it looks like a weekday action. So if Yehuda is more Mekul, Nechama more Machmer, so what's the Stira? How come by this halachas of Uvda Dechayel, is if Yehuda Machmer or Mekul? So Morris says, Kasha the Yehuda of Yehuda, it's a Stira in Yehuda. Here Yehuda is Machmer before Yehuda is Mekul. And Kasha the Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan, it's also a Stira in the Rabbanans. Here the Rabbanans are Mekul. And before the Rabbanan is more Machmer. So Moran says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lakasha. There's no steering in Rabbi Yehuda. Hotsom, B'sheinu Oymed Lamida. Before we're talking about, what does Rabbi Yehuda make when you're allowed to use the scales? You're allowed to use the scales, he says, if on one side of the scale, you use a kli, a utensil, or you use the butcher's knife. Now those bechlal are not made to measure with. So that's called the shinu. It's called you're doing something different. So since you're not doing the actual mitzvah of measuring it, it's mutz to do on Yom Tov. But hoch over here, you want to use a measuring cup. Hoch bo'aymed lamida. Here this measuring cup was made to measure things with. Just you didn't come to use it yet because you have another spare one. But since this is called a measuring cup that you will eventually use, it looks like uvdu d'chayel. That's where here of Yehuda is more of a machmir. You can't use a measuring cup at all. Mashen came before using the scales, since you're doing a shinui, you're not using the regular weights. You're using a different utensil to measure it with. Or a butcher's knife, that's called the shinui, there of Yehuda is mekel. So there's no steering of Yehuda. But the Rabbanan are the Rabbanan, l'churit should be a steering. The Mordechai says, no, not milakasha. There's no steering, the Rabbanan are the Rabbanan. I tell you, Hosam, Kovit, Kiddi Ovdin B'chol. Before by a scale, no matter what you use on the scale, it still looks like an Uvdu D'chol. Like Lamaisi, you measure out, you use a scale to measure things in the weekday. True, then you use a weight. Now you're not using a weight. But I call upon him, the scale is the same type of a scale. You're weighing out one side over the other side, so the Rabbanan say you can't use the scales at all. Even though on one side you want to put a kli to measure it out, it still looks like Uvdu D'chol. Here you're not doing like you do in the weekdays. So Rashi says, in the weekday, usually you say, like, give me this gallon worth of wine. You don't usually come and say, fill me up this jar. In the middle of the weekday, when you want to buy, you say, give me a gallon's worth. You don't say, fill me up the jar. Therefore, here in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan are mekel. In other words, if the kli is mamish, a measuring cup that you use it right now, then the Rabbanan are machmer, even though it's not a derech to buy by saying, just fill me up. But since it's a measuring cup that you're using, there the Rabbanan are machmer. But in the case that the measuring cup was not used yet, and you're not saying, like, give me a gallon of wine, you're only telling him, give me a cupful, that's a shino, that's not derech of nekech in the middle of the weekday, therefore here the Rabbanan are mekel. Mashenkin, using scales, no matter how you use the scale, it looks like you're going to buy. So therefore, they're the Rabbanan Machmer. Rav Amar, Rav says, Ma yav aloy b'mida? What does it mean? The Tanakama Shita of aloy b'mida, you can't use a measuring cup. That means, Shalayas kirloy shemida. That's what the Tanakam holds. You're not allowed to mention the name of the mida. You can't say like, give me a gallon's worth. Avol kli ha-miyuchad l'mida, yimalenu. But a kli, even though it's miyuchad, your mom is using it right now, he goes, l'kula, you're allowed to use it. As long as you don't say, give me a gallon's worth, you don't mention the name of the mida. You just say, fill me up the kli, Tanakama says it's muta. The Yosef Rav Yehuda l'meim, Rav Yehuda says no. Kli ha-miyuchad l'mida lo yimalenu. As long as this kli was miyuchad lemida, that you always use it, set aside for a measuring cup, even though you didn't mention the measure, you just said fill it up, still Rav Yehuda's machmir says you can't use it. Still called uvdu dechol. See, it's more of a mekel, but it still comes out Rav Yehuda's more of a machmir than the Tanakama. So Mar again says, Alma we see from here, kabe simchas yomtiv, negeh to the machlekes, about simchas yomtiv, we have Yehuda lechumra, and now Mishneh Rav Yehuda's more machmir and says a measuring cup, you cannot use, even though you don't mention the measure, you just say, fill me up the cup. You can't use it on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're buying Uvdu Dechoyim. For Rabbanan Lekula, Rabbanan Amor Mekel, and say, yes, you will have to use a measuring cup. As long as you don't mention the measure, you don't say, give me a gallon's worth, you're allowed to. On this fact, the Gemara again, Vo'ifcha Shamin Elu, we learned before in the last Mishnah, just the opposite way. The Tanan, before we learned, we have Yehudi Roimer, Shoykel Lodom, Bosa Knegra Kli. You're allowed to measure, use the scales to measure how much meat to sell the person. On the other side of the scale, put a kli. Or can I get a kupitz or else put the butcher's knife? That you're allowed to use. But you're allowed to use the scales this way, with the shinui. The chachamim say, Ein mashkichin bekaf maznayim kolikar. No, you're not allowed to use the scales at all. So Alma, what do you see? We have Yehuda Lakula. This machloik is about using the scales to measure off meat. Again, it's a shayla that looks like uvdu dechol. We have Yehuda is a bigger mekel. For Rabban and Lechum, and Rabban is a bigger machmer. They say you can't use the scales at all. So for Akasha, the Yehuda, the Yehuda. How come here now, Mishnah here, Yehuda is machmer and says you can't use the measuring cup at all, even though you're not saying the measure. And before Yehuda, Akasha, the Yehuda, the Yehuda. And before Yehuda is mekel, they say you could use a kaf maznaim, you could use the scales, as long as you make some type of a shinui. And Kasha the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, still in the Rabbanan. By the scales, Rabbanan Amachmir, no scales at all. And here, by a measuring cup, Rabbanan Amachlan said, yes, you're allowed to use a measuring cup. As long as you don't mention the name of the measure, you're allowed to use the measuring cup. So see, the Rabbanan Amachlan, it's a steer in the Rabbanan. So the Marin says again, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kasha. I tell you, there's no steer on Rabbi Yehuda's. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, we can answer. Hosam before B'Sheinim Yuchid Lamida. I tell you before, by the scale, what do you want to use? On the other side of the scale, you have meat on one side. You want to measure it off with a kli, with a utensil, or with a butcher's knife. That's not miyuchad at all. Nobody uses those things to measure. So since it's a shinu, it's something different than the weekday, it doesn't look like uvdu dechol. But hocha here, you're using this measuring cup. Miyuchad lemida. Since this is a measuring cup, then the weekday, you always use this cup to measure off. Even though you did not mention the measure today, but since you tell him, fill me up this cup, and this is a gallon cup that you measure off a gallon, it's like Kamaki telling him, yeah, I want to buy a gallon off you. So yeah, since it's a mida, it's a miyuchad mida, here it's worse, here of Yehuda's machmir. And the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, namu lakasha, we can answer the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, and say like this, Hosom ko'ovid kidi avdin b'chol. I call upon him by measuring with the scale, you're using the scales. Even though on one side you use a kli or utensil or use the butcher's knife, but still you're using the scale. The scale, that's the way to measure off things in the weekday. It's uvdu dechol. But here it's not the normal manner. That's not the way you go to buy wine. Nobody buys and says, fill me up the cup. When you go to buy and you say, I want a gallon's worth. The avdi inchi, the mekavri chamri b'mona, the kilo v'shosi. That is a derech just to drink wine. Rashi says, "Av the intra de mekavi chamri lechaverim." People stam give a glass of wine to their friends, but mona de kila shomida to drink. In other words, not a derech to sell it. If I stam say, "Give me a cup," it's like saying, "I want to borrow from you a cup of wine." So that's not derech mekach hamelcher altogether. Therefore, there's no Uldu Dechayom. Uldu Dechayom would be, it looks like you're selling and buying now on Yom Tov. That's not nice to do. But here, since you didn't mention the measure, you just said, fill me up this cup, that's what it says, that's the Avdi Inchi people do this. The Mekarvi Chamer B'mona, I give you a glass of wine, B'mona the Kilo, B'mona the Kilo. Kilo means a measuring cup. Like sometimes I'll let you drink wine from a measuring cup. The shots and the person drinks it. Now, using a measuring cup doesn't have to mean I'm selling you the wine. It could be I'm just letting you drink the wine. So here that you didn't say the measure. You just said, fill me up this cup. Here it looks like I'm stand borrowing. I want to drink wine, which that for sure is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So that's why here the Rabbanan are making. So it gets each case has their own svaris why the Rabbanan are machim here and the Yehuda's machim here. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Maisa bi'abis shoben bitnius, that he used to fill up the barrels of wine, the pitchers of whatever we wanted to sell, the gallons of wine, before Yom Tov. Mayor of Yom Tov. Tana. So the Bryce says like this, Af b'moye doisen kein. Even before during Chol HaMoed, he would also do like this, prepare beforehand. He would prepare the gallons of wines before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed. Why? So here the Bryce says, from a bit of base medrash, not to stop people from learning Torah. So Rashi says, Torn up and moed I skim of a bit of base medrash. Shoye chacham godol oboyim rabim lishul emenu. He was a big chacham and people used to ask questions from him. Over moed rabim I skim of Torah. And on the rabbi and moed, in chol moed, people were learning Torah. Shein through the mimlocha, they didn't work on chol moed, so they had time off, they used to go to learn. Voyim amalin balayla, therefore they used to prepare the wine, fill up the gallons of wine at night time. Shein zman base medrash, that's not the time people were learning then. They should be free at daytime. So therefore, even for Chol HaMoed, they used to fill up the pitchers at night in order to be free by daytime to be able to learn. Now Rashi says, Laman the Gersma Mastisin, Mifnei Biruri Hamidus, that's our Gersma, the Mishnah says, he filled it up beforehand to say exactly how much measuring it was. Before Rashachi, Mifnei Bito Beis Medrash Shel Boyi Moed, Lo Yiyo Ponoi Lishoyis Vlevar Midoisev, Shel Yasichu Lefikum Malam Balayla. The same thing, that the people came on Chol HaMoed, they were very busy learning. So if they came to buy wine, they couldn't afford to stay there and wait until he poured in the exact measurement of the gallon. They used to say, give it to me fast and I'm running. So in order that the Moichah should be able to give it the exact measurement, it was kedai to fill it up the night before, and then you wait till the bubbles go down, the foam goes down, and fill it up a little bit more to make sure it gets the exact measurement of a gallon. Tana Rabbon, look at the price like this. Hu konis sam hu means sam abba sam say mice with abba shob a bitnis said hu konis sholosh meyos garve yayin mi brure hamidos. Jesan, he used to sell wine, and again he used to sell wine, a gallon of wine. So it came out at the beginning he had a barrel, let's say a barrel held 10 gallons. So usually after pouring off to 10 people, the barrel should be empty. But like you said, a lot of times when you pour off the wine, you don't let the liqueur get a full gallon. Because when you're pouring it off at his pitcher, it forms a bubble there, forms foam, and you never really give the full gallon. So at the end of pouring off your whole gallon, your pitcher, your barrel, you have 10 gallons, after giving off to 10 people, you can still have a half a gallon of wine left over. That's called the mevrurei hamidus, from the leftover wine that you didn't give away. So after a while, he measured up, you know how much wine he left over that he's supposed to give away, he didn't give away, 300 barrels of wine he had left over from this wine that he added up that he never gave away to Lakech, because they're always in a rush. His chaverim did the same thing, they sold wine, they sold oil. The same thing, when they sold oil, to give the guy the exact measurement, you have to wait till the bubbles go away. And people were in a rush, they didn't take the exact measurement. So he also had left over 300 barrels of oil. Mimotsui hamidus. Again, from the midas that were not given over exactly to the people that bought it. So now, he was a tzaddik, and they didn't want to keep it, they felt it didn't belong to me. He wanted to give it away. He went to the gizborim of the Hegdish in Yerushalayim. And Pashti wanted to give it to him to be Makdashit. He wanted to be Makdashit to the Gizborim. Like Rashi says on the left side, Lefnei Gizborim, Shel Hegdish, Lassus Ben Tzoche Hegdish. He wanted to give this wine, this oil, to Hegdish. Im Yirtzu, if they want, V'im Loi Hegdishu, if there was Tismurim, Ein Yecholom Lehakdish, Shein Lashlehem, Inam Yecholom Hebelei, Gezel B'yela, B'yavla. Yeah, they go to the gizbo, let the gizbo do what they want. They themselves will not makdish it because they felt it doesn't belong to them. So they weren't makdish it. So the kids, they brought it to the gizbo to say, do what you want with it. Is Omer Lehem to the gizborim said back to them, Imatem zukukim lakach, Omer Lehem. It's Omer Lehem. Iatem zukukim lakach. You should know, really, you don't have to do this. In other words, really, you own this wine. Like Rashi says, when you poured off the wine, you didn't have in mind to steal from Lokeach. It's a throw, the person that bought this wine, he was Meichel, he freed you from it. They turned on, because they were in a big Torah. The people that came to buy couldn't wait until the bubbles went away and you pour in more wine. They were in a big rush. Or we would saw some, they were in a rush. Shainim, Yuchaylam Lishoyis Oid. They knew clearly that then, even though they're paying for a gallon of wine, they know they're not getting a full gallon, and they were Michael. They said, okay, you can keep the rest. So really, you are Bishrael, you have a right to keep all these 300 barrels of wine. It's yours. Because the people that bought it, the wine of you, were Michael to you. Of Amr Lehem, still Abishrael said, Af anu en resonenim kach. No, we don't want it. Since the ma'isa doesn't belong to us, really we should have sold it to them. We don't want to keep the seed. Is Amr Lehem, Chacham said to them, the Gizborim said to them, Hoyul bi'achmartim alatzmechem, since you want to be so machm upon yourself, also mehem tzorche rabim. If you want to do, you want to act as if you felt you stole from the rabim, so Allah is, when you want to give it back, you don't know who to give it back to, because you stole from a lot of people. So the answer is, do tzorche rabim. Give the money back to fix up the roads, so the people you stole from, like, will have hanor from it. I call upon him to give it back to some of them. The Tanya we learned, Gozal, if you stole, V'en Yudei L'mi Gozal, you don't know who you stole from, and you want to do tshuva, you want to give it back, is Yaseh V'em Tzorcha Rabim. Do things, Tzorcha Rabim, fix up the roads, the Rasha, the Muslim Sea. Man, you know, what is called Tzorcha Rabim? Omer Rav Chizda, Boi Roi Sichu Namaris. Fix up the ditches, the places that will have water to drink from, fix it up for the Rabim. So the kids, you're making it better for them, so they're going to have enjoyment, so kids, you gave it back to them. See, here also, if you want to be machmir and not enjoy these barrels of wine, give it over to the rabbin. See, even though here you can't fix barrels, you can't fix ditches with it. I didn't say, oh, you have to do some sucker rabbin with it, though. Right. Dabra Rav Chizdel Rav Noy Ukva. Rav Chizda was walking and talking with Rav Na'ukva. The Doros said Ashin like this. They said Aloha like this. Lo yimdoid adam sarim. Person Allah measure out barley. The eaten of them hemta be yomtiv. Give it to his animals on yomtiv. In other words, you can't measure, just like you can't measure food, you're not allowed to measure your food for the animals. The medidah is awesome. Abu koydiru kav oy kabayim v'noislam of them hemtoi. V'yena choshish. You're allowed to take the measuring cup, a big basket that has a kav or a kabayim, and just stick it into the, like koydim means like stick it into the barley and take out a whole basket full of barley. V'yena choshish, you don't have to be choshish, you take an exact measurement or not. In other words, you're allowed to use this measuring cup because you're not taking the exact measurement. Like Rashi says, koydiru, the kav atzmai, with this kav, this measuring cup, noike b'kriz, stick into the bundle, the whole bundle of barley, or a malish like a derech midah losses biyad delatoychay, because the derech midah is to pour them with your hand. That's over the chayom. But since you're not pouring the barley into the cup, you're just digging the cup into the bar, into the barrel, into the pile of barley. That's mutter. Same thing. V'hanachtum a baker moidei tavlin. He's allowed to measure out how much spices he needs for his cooking. For nois l'teich they rosei. He's allowed to measure out spices to put into the tavshin, into kleros, into his pot, kadesh lo yatiach tavshiloi. In order that his tavshin, whatever he's cooking for yom tiv, should not burn. In other words, this is called tzorach yoichan nefesh. If you have to measure off to put in the exact amount of spices, not to make it too sharp or too dull, whatever you need there, so you have to, you're allowed to measure it off. This is called more tzorach yoichan nefesh. Mashenkin, measuring off how much barley to give to your behemoth, you shouldn't measure off, you don't have to measure. You give a round amount of number. Or that if you want to stam have wine to drink, you don't have to measure out how much wine to get. Stam give him a jugful. But here where you have to measure out the tzarech, the achila, of the cooking, of the food, you're allowed to measure it out. Omer Rav Yirmiyah Barab, Omer Rav, my dad is Isha Kemach B'yomtif, and Isha is allowed to measure out how many pounds of flour she wants to use. But I send it to Techi Sasa, and she can put this amount of flour into a dough. Kadei Shatito Chala Bayin Yofim. She'll take off Chala with an Ayin Yofim. Rashi says, Shir Chala Echad Mechav Dalla Lekoin. You have to give 1/24 to the Koin. Hukesheni Yerdas Midas Isasa, when she doesn't know how big the dough is, he makmetzes. She take off less Chala. The Neris ain't can call Kach. I don't have so much dough here. I'm not going to give you so much Chala. But if you know exactly how much dough you have, she knows to take off 1/24 of that. Therefore, she's allowed to measure off how much flour she needs for the cake or whatever it is. Ushmul Amashmul says also. No, it's also for an Isha to measure out the flour, it's also. So Marva Tana Devei Ishmuel Muta. The Tana Devei Ishmuel says it's Muta. So Chortas Tirin, Shmuel said it's awesome. Tana Devei Shmuel, in his best medrash there, he said it was Muta. So Amar Abaye said like this. Hashtad Yama Shmuel Asa, since Shmuel himself says it's awesome. For Tana Devei Shmuel Muta, and Tana Devei Shmuel says that it's Muta, you know what the pshat is? That Shmuel halacha l'maisa l'shminim. Shmuel wants to come and teach you what halacha l'maisa is. Halacha l'maisa is that a tasa, you're not allowed to measure it out. Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns on Amud Aleph here that Tana Devei Shmuel on the bottom left side, but they say after Shasidu Shmuel metanoim, yeah, Hashtul Yom Shmuel Osa v'hu shonim mishtaseinu muter Shmuel b'shmaita d'yom Osa halacha l'maisa l'shminim shahabol lishu halacha l'asas maisa morin loy osa. If somebody comes to ask you a question, what should I do? We have to tell you, you're not allowed to measure off the flour. But if you see somebody measuring it off, we don't stop the person. Why? Rashi learns the halacha, the muta, the emerentain. That's what Rashi learns. Ikar halacha is that it's muta. You're allowed to measure off flour also. That Shmuel said the saucer is just that other people shouldn't come to do it. It's halacha, the emerentain. I think other first one that learned not like Rashi. Halach is brought down that it's also. We learn Rashi, we hold Paskin, not like Rashi. Halach l'maisa means that's tak also. We hold like Shmuel, you're not allowed to measure out the flour on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanan. Ein shoinin kemach be Yom Tov. Ein shoinin means you're not allowed to sieve flour a second time. So Rashi, ein shoinin kemach. Sheroktu meyesmi. You already sieved out, you ground out the flour erev Yom Tov. You want to do it a second time today. Sieve it out a second time. To make it very nice, very fine, the flour. And Shainan, you're not allowed to do this. Why? Again, because this you should have done yesterday. Since you could have sieved it out 2, 3, 4 times there of Yom Tov, you don't have the right to do it on Yom Tov. Yes, you're allowed to. They held you allowed to. Shrashi Shainan, you're allowed to sieve it out a second time. The leka tircha, there's no tircha here. The dovra niru, everybody sees shezui pam shni. This is the second time you're sifting it out. The yenze kemerake lavaru. Mashenka, the first time you're sifting it out, that's some locha that's also to do on Yom Tov. Whether it's with rabbanim, whether it's with raisa, as we had before, only from the malachis of lash v'yelech, from kneading the dough. From then on, you're allowed to do the malachis. But anything before kneading the dough, making the flour, cutting down the wheat, sifting it, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Here, they're only matter to do a second sifting. Because since it was already sifted before Yom Tov, it's near a claw, it's flour ready. You're only doing it to make it look nice, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's what they hold. On the Vishavin, both agree, Shemna fal l'toichan tzror. Aikisam, let's say on Yom Tov, it fell now into this flour. A tzror, a pebble. Aikisam, some dirt fell in there. Sheshenin. Now you were allowed a second time, sift it out to make it look nice. All right, a turnover.